Hey, it's Carlos, and I'm back with seven lucky little signs that tell you he's gonna break up with you. I know, it's really horrible, isn't it, for me to even say that? Oh my gosh. But it's true, sometimes you gotta know, when is this guy looking like he's gonna, I don't know, take the big walk off the short plank. When it comes to a relationship, knowing is always better. Don't let this kind of stuff catch you off guard and screw up your life, okay? That's why I want to give you these signs. Plus, it gives you a chance to save it before he goes out that door. You've always got a chance to turn it around if you know what to do. So if you're in an uncertain place in your relationship and you want to know where you stand with him, it's only natural. You want to know if he's thinking about pulling away. But when it comes to guys, you might not know which signals are for real and which signals are really just temporary distractions. You see, guys are also experts at misinforming you about why they're doing what they're doing. Not because he's trying to be deceptive, although, you know, he might be. Mostly it's because men can be intimidated about their own confusing emotions when they come up. So you need to know how to read his signals and know in advance if he's leading to a breakup. So I'm going to give you seven signals he's going to break up with you. Now, if you see only one of these signals, it might be a temporary glitch in your relationship. In fact, that frequently happens, and that's where some women go a little too far. They think, oh my God, it's the end of the relationship as I know it. Well, no, it's not always that. But I do want to give you signs that if you see more than one or two or more of these things, you gotta sit up and take some action, okay? So don't put on the blinders and pretend that things are gonna get better or hope they're gonna get better. As a woman, you make them get better. Now let's get started with, is he gonna break up with me? Signal number one, he's picking fights. Does he start to complain about little things like how you didn't put the lettuce on before the ketchup for his hamburger, or how you keep leaving gum wrappers in his car, or any other little piddly thing that just doesn't matter? Well, this is a good indicator he's trying to push you away. And yeah, he's being childish in the process. Sometimes it's because he's confused, and we do weird things when our emotions bubble under the surface. Guys have strange ways of handling their emotions because they don't always understand them. And of course, this is a big one because it shows a sort of building aggression in his feelings. If he's picking fights, it's like he's working himself up. Now, the good news is that this is one of the most easy to turn around because he's still engaged emotionally. If a guy just withdraws and goes silent, you don't know where his head is at, but he's trying to poke you and prod you and get the emotions flowing again. And quite frankly, if he goes silent, that requires a whole lot more work to pull him out of his funk. If he doesn't seem to care anymore, well, that's when things are starting to get really dangerous and you need to take more severe action. Is he going to break up with me? Signal number two, he's going out all the time without you. Now, there's usually only one reason a guy would not want to go out and hang out with you in public, and that's if he's looking to either find a replacement or he's looking to just escape the relationship. And neither one of those is good for you, nor is it a good reason. It's one thing if he wants to get together with his buddies every so often, but if that need to get out increases to more than once a week, you gotta ask yourself why. Getting together to play video games is okay. Some guys have these hobbies that just demand that they not be in the house and, you know, get together on a frequent basis. But even when I had this going on in my life, my buddies and I did our little video game thing. It was only once a week, primarily because we probably wouldn't get a whole lot of sleep that night. And it would just totally turn around our lifestyle to do that more frequently. Okay, so getting together to play video games is okay, but even those shouldn't get in the way of the time you spend together. If you're getting your needs met and he's just got an active hobby life, well, it's not a big deal. But if he's out there hanging out with female friends, you need to step in and put an end to it before he blames them for what happens next. Remember, if you're getting that uneasy feeling, you need to listen to your instincts and investigate. Is he going to break up with me? Signal number three, he's obviously on the hunt. Look, some guys are never not on the hunt. Note to yourself, don't date those guys, okay? But if you sense that he's just an average guy and your relationship has taken the back seat to his wandering eye, well, you got yourself a situation, okay? Look for the deltas. This is my advice to every woman out there, including you. Look for those things that change, those habits and behaviors that are out of the norm for that particular guy. That's going to be a signal for you. Ask yourself, is he texting at weird times? Is he oddly secretive all of a sudden? Do you suspect he's cheated already, even if it was just a one-off thing? Well, these are all hints that he's starting to line up a replacement, or at least get himself emotionally prepared to not be in a relationship. And it's a hint to you to nip this in the bud right now. The key, though, is not to confront him directly about it. The universal way we humans tend to deal with being called on our BS is to distract, misdirect, and cover it up. Yeah, it's like Watergate out of the 70s. Please tell me you know what Watergate is. You do, don't you? Okay. Well, anyway, it's embarrassing to be called out on our unsavory misbehavior. Let's look at the way Nixon behaved. He was pretty defensive when it came down to his behavior. And you can bet that your guy will do that to you if you simply try to challenge him on his actions. He's going to have to get defensive. Instead, you should be looking at breaking into his mindset, using, of course, some of Carlos's choice strategies, and you can, of course, get those by going over to datingadviceguru.com. Now we're on to, is he going to break up with me? Signal number 4, he's annoyed with basic relationship needs. If you've ever asked yourself, is it a bad sign that he doesn't want to cuddle or show affection? Well, I'll tell you, yes, it is a bad sign. You have a basic right to dates, affection, attention, sex, and regular relationship stuff. Otherwise, why are you in a relationship? If you're actively in love with somebody, you don't simply lose the desire to touch and hold them. If anything, you find more reasons to touch and hold them. It's a very positive dynamic, okay? Yet time and time again, I see this pattern in relationships where one person starts to withdraw the goodwill and then the dynamic spins them apart. And when the person who's pulling away makes it seem that you're in the wrong for desiring that normal stuff, well, it's pretty confusing, to the point of it being, yeah, emotional abuse. If you also feel that you're shouldering 100% of the burden for the relationship, you should also consider that a bad sign. Sometimes a guy will pull back this far to push you to break up with him. Yeah, he'll do that sort of thing too, just the same way girls do, and don't tell me you haven't done that one. Come on. Girls do that to guys, so it might not just be him, but it doesn't matter. It's still not excusable. If you're asking to get your needs met and he's not meeting you there in the middle and giving those to you, there's a reason, all right? And you need to find out that reason or move on. Making it okay for somebody to not meet your needs is another way of abusing yourself. There's no two ways about it. Is he going to break up with me? Signal number 5, you feel like you're going to cheat. Yeah. It's coming down to you now. If your own needs have gone too long without getting fulfilled, you're going to start looking for somebody else. Whoa, hang on. Don't try to make up excuses here. Don't try to change the story for yourself. Don't try to make yourself look better because it's not very cool to have a chick cheat. It's okay. This is something that both men and women do. Pretty much in the same amounts too, even though men get the bad rap for being the cheaters. But again, women are more likely to sugarcoat to avoid the guilt that comes along with the stigma of cheating. So if you do feel like this urge to maybe, well, look at another guy, if you feel like that's coming up for you, if you've got somebody that's in your immediate vicinity that's looking more and more attractive, well, the best thing you can do is to end it yourself first. Chances are it comes down to your needs aren't being met and your current guy just isn't doing it for you. That's okay. Move on. Though, if you do it that way, you walk away unsullied and you don't have to worry about him turning it around on you for, you know, you cheating on him. You have a legitimate need to have your physical and emotional needs met. Even if he is denying them to you, you don't have to. All right, is he going to break up with me? Signal number 6, he just doesn't get jealous anymore. Remember when I told you that if he doesn't seem to care, that's dangerous? Well, ask yourself, if you go out in public and start flirting it up with another guy, does he take note of that? Or does he seem like he's more hoping you'll actually take off with some guy so he can go have fun? This alone, this little dynamic here will tell you if he's actively in love with you anymore. Because if he doesn't feel jealousy at the thought of not having you or losing you, he's not emotionally attached. All right? You're going to need to step up and get ready to play some hardball. And finally, is he going to break up with me? Signal number 7, he's stonewalling you. If he's cutting off conversation, if he's cutting off the communication, you got to look at this and see this as being a very super serious indication of impending doom. Yep, I hope I made that sound dire enough. Because without communication, without being able to reach him, you have nothing. If he's putting up walls, you're never going to get through and it's going to have to break up. It's probably a cliche by now, but you gotta know that communication makes or breaks your love connection. If he's avoiding confrontation, or if he's just avoiding talking to you in general, you don't have much time, you don't have a leg to stand on, and you gotta get him interacting again, or else he will be gone. When we stonewall and block communication, we've made a decision to not move forward. This goes for men or for women. If you can break through that wall, though, okay, if you can make that one big breakthrough with him, you can bring him back. It just takes a little bravery from you. And probably the ultimate tell-all signal is this. If it comes right down to it, is it more bad than good? Are you moving forward or are you slipping back? You know when the relationship has gone sour, but maybe you're in a bit of denial. Maybe you're emotionally raw. Maybe you just aren't ready to be single. But the truth is that if your relationship isn't moving forward, or if it's downright slipping away, you're already single. Think about that for a second. If it's not going forward, a bad situation, you're already single. Telling yourself that just because you haven't said those dreaded words, it means you're still okay, well, that's kind of lying to yourself. That's not facing the facts. And I know you don't want to get blindsided. Remember my motto. You're always better off single than in a bad relationship. So take Carlos's hand and let me show you how to bounce back. It's time to take action. Let's turn this bad boy around. And by bad boy, I might actually be speaking literally. Let's turn this relationship around. I've got some secrets to share with you about how men think about women and how you can become irresistible to him once again. Go watch this short presentation I've got for you. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. That's datingadviceguru.com/irresistible. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/does he love me. That's datingadviceguru.com/does he love me. That's the quick quiz I put up just for you, just to figure out, where are you in this relationship? Does he still have feelings for you? What can you do to turn it around? Find out there. I'll even mail you my own quick personal analysis just for you. Again, go on over to datingadviceguru.com/does he love me. And I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. I'll be talking again soon. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.